Pocahontas County High School Principal Joe Riley addressed the Board of Education at their May 8th meeting. He announced that he and his staff have just about completed designing the new class schedule to be used at the high school next school year. This schedule will employ 7 periods in a school day instead of the 4 90-minute blocks of instruction currently used. There are still a couple of tweaks to the schedule that need to be done before it is made public. The greatest challenge his team ran into in switching to 7 periods was the scheduling of advanced placement classes and of some vocational classes. Some of these may have to remain as instructional blocks. Riley also talked about some innovative ideas being considered, such as combining physical education with health into 1 2-credit course. Some of these creative ideas will require specific approval votes from the Board of Education at a future meeting, although the board members appear to be in general support of Mr. Riley's initiatives. Mr. Riley also mentioned trying to establish an advanced driver's education class in which students could receive a commercial driver's license or CDL at the end of the course. In his report to the board, Superintendent Terrence Beam said that Ron Hall, board member Joe Walker, and he recently talked with the school building authority about the major improvement project they submitted to replace the sewer system at PCHS and to do some roof repairs and other repairs at the vocational building. Beam said that after speaking to members of the SBA, he was encouraged about the prospects for approval, especially the part of the project involving replacement of the sewer system. On the negative side, the SBA told Beam that there would be no opportunity until at least November of 2019 for the Pocahontas County Schools to apply for other large projects similar to the multi-million-dollar one the SBA would have provided Pocahontas Schools last year, but which was lost when the school excess levy failed to pass. Mr. Beam announced that the Super Scholars will be honored next Monday, May 15th at 6 p.m. at PCHS. Beam also wanted to correct a false rumor being spread among school employees by assuring them that the Board of Education is not funding in any way the efforts of the private group of citizens who are conducting interviews in an attempt to learn why the school excess levy failed to pass. Beam says, "The schools are neither encouraging nor discouraging this group's efforts." Kayla Gibson, the PCHS student representative to the Board of Education, delivered her report. She talked about the success of the prom last Saturday and announced the upcoming senior award night on May 25th and the athletic banquet. This may be Kayla's last report since she is graduating later this month. In other actions, the board approved payment of bills, budget adjustments, grant awards, and extra duty pay for April. They approved policy KM, visitors to the schools or grounds, as well as the application for the community eligibility provision, which deals with the school lunch program. They also approved the 2017-2018 Board of Education meeting schedule. They gave the go-ahead for a service agreement with a local company, Securitech LLC, to make the camera systems at Marlinton Middle School operational again. They conducted, in executive session, the annual performance evaluation on Mr. Beam, who later described it as being fair and positive. The board approved a personnel agenda which can be found with this story at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.